Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Ow. Y'all don't really want what we go with us, you get some G. Name is no low in the street, all across the map of the industry. You won't and beat, better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast, but you weak, you sit here on your knees. We take them to church, church, church. Just pray that things don't get worse. You think it's crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just pray the real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, you take them to church. Lord, forgive them, they not know but what they into. Cause let's see what address to the issue. Come and get you, proof is crystal clear as the spheres in the rear. We're official. Why the fag is blowing, making a wind like a whistle. I don't know what to tell you, cause I'm really on my grizzle. Going hard and the only option flowing through my bone gristle. Me miss you, never that. It's something like a period. Couple months go by, don't know where you at. I'm still, I'm a gyrene, that's that. Say, kill him with the trash, for the middle of the map. I was giving niggas facts with the riddles and the rap. Pity, pretty niggas, bitches, and fighting over scraps. Getting money on my toes, so different in the back. My bite more hard than your bark, no. That nice to be hard to switch chest racks. Bring it back, any track misbeats this shit, now run to that. I leave from hanging like the crucible. My feelings are not mutual. The any bitch nigga that's no for doing wrong. Can't prove me wrong, the crew is strong, just move along. You little P.I. niggas, take your bitch ass home. Y'all don't really want what we throw with us, you get some G. Name is known on any street, all across the map of the industry. You won't and beat, better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast, but you weak and sit here on your knees. Take them to church, church, church. Just pray that things don't get worse. You think it's crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just pray the real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church.
We take them to church like the Vatican. What's happening? Yeah. Flow is action packed with passion. You rappers lacking it. No immaculate conception. With a weapon, I be blessing niggas with holy water from a western. Only authors of the lessons understand the consequences and repercussions. When you're face to face with the heat is busting, fake is fake, don't need discussions. Keep your front and taste your fate as sweet as muffins. We'll erase the place, believe it's nothing. Super balls like fees, say you sold on eBay. You're faded, you cross like DJ. No replay, just forward motion. We're comatose to anybody coming approach. I'ma roast them with fire and brimstone. Liars and spit homes, it's required we split homes. Retire and sit home, that's your best bet. I rinse a breath in the flesh while you sending them death
threats. Y'all don't really want what we go with us, you get some G. Name is no low in the street, all across the map of the industry. You won't and beat, better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast, but you weak and sit get on your knees. We take them to church, church, church. Just pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just pray the real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, you take them to church.
Baby, live and direct, you rocking out with MAB, of course, with your girl, Miss Fifi, and your girl, G-Steam, 843, live and direct, bitches. Ah. Yo, of course, you know, we're going to have a good show today. It's a nice Saturday afternoon. It's kind of chilly over here. The wind is blowing like crazy. It's kind of chilly, but... Well, now, it's still a good day to go out, you know, go do something constructive, handle your BI, you already know what it is. Of course, G-Sim is always out and about running the streets. And you already know, we holding it down, getting down with the get down. I'm going to have a live show today. Of course, topics of discussion all the time. You already know how we do. Crazy topics of discussion, everything like that. One of the topics that we do have is Tyrese, he got banned from a Delaware radio station or whatever. For calling listeners homies, that's why he got banned. Oh, shit. Well, I heard that the Delaware, okay, he was out there at the radio station or whatnot. We were talking about this situation yesterday on G3 show yesterday for Fresh Fridays or whatnot. He got I know he got kicked out of the radio station because he was speaking up on liquor stores being right next to elementary schools. And he spoke on it. He spoke about it. I guess like when he was on his way up to the radio station, or when I guess that's what he was singing. You know what I mean? So he spoke on it or whatnot. And he was going in and everything like that. He told the DJ that, you know, he needs to speak up, speak out or whatever, whatever. And commercial break, they went to commercial break or whatnot, and they kicked him out. I know that much. But that's a crazy situation. What do you people think about that? You think, you know, I know that schools are drug-free zones. Isn't alcohol a drug in itself as well? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't understand why liquor stores would be next to elementary schools. That's mad weird to me, too, Tyrese. I feel you on that. Well, you know, you got to speak out. You know what I mean? Speak up, speak out. You know what I mean? Let your voice be heard. If you got an opinion, speak on it. You dig? And if he felt that it was fucked up that liquor stores was next to elementary schools, you know what I mean? That's crazy because you know who hang out in front of liquor stores. You know what I mean? Like, let's be for real. Let's be for real. You dig? So, with that being said, like I said, speak up, speak out, be heard. Very, very simple. You already know what it is. How about your girl, Miss Fee? Of course, hit me up, 646-478-3243. Be sure to get in tune with everything that we do. You already know what it is. Hit us up, live.streetsradio.com, or go to streetsradio.com. Of course, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Streets Radio and Streets with a Z. Also, be sure to follow Miss Fifi NAB and be sure to follow G-Steam843. It's very, very simple. October 19th, it is October. October 1st, to be exact, it's October. So October 19th is going down, the Elegant Hibbs Musical Program 7-year anniversary. You know we got to give ourselves a round of applause for that. Pop, nigga. No, it's crazy, though. 7-year anniversary going down. You already know what it is. October 19th, that's a Wednesday, over at Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. It's going to be crazy, yo. Like, it's going to be insane. It's going to be like a big-ass concert. That really is what it's going to be. Big-ass concert, like 50 artists. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be crazy. That's all I got to say. So y'all be sure to come out, come network, come Christian Network, come kick it with Team Nat, NAB. You already know what it is. 80 the General. You, man, it's going to be insane. 7 years, that's a, yo, 7 years of putting in nothing but crazy work. You already know what it is. Congratulations to that. You know, got to give ourselves a pat on the back for that situation. That's going down Wednesday, October 19th. Doors is going to open at 8 p.m. Gonna have I guess you can't say a red carpet. I don't think it's gonna be red, but you know we're gonna have a lot of media there, a lot of celebrities, a lot of personalities, a lot of artists, a lot of everything. Shout out to one of our sponsors, MEK. Shout out to, of course, Streets Radio. Shout out to HHH Magazine, On the Rise Magazine. Shout out to GlobalShine.com. Shout out. Shit. A lot of us. Hip Hop Starter 101 Mag. Flashy Mag. Yo, it's going to be bananas, yo. XX Energy Drink. It's just going to be crazy. So, y'all be sure to be there. Get in tune with what the fuck we do. You dig, Doug? I'm about to get into some music right now. You already know what it is. Hit me up, 646-478-3243. Get us up. Let us know what's good. Get up and add us in the chat room. You already know what it is. Live.streetsradio.com. Like I said, be sure to follow us, Facebook, Twitter, Streets Radio. It's BPNAB. And, of course, your girl, GC843. Get it. Fuck with us. Let's go.
What's going on? It's your girl, A-Doc Dizza, a.k.a. The General, CEO and founder of the Elegant Hoodness Musical Program since 2004, asking you to log in to www.eleganthoodness.ning.com. Let's do it.
Keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Folks and quitting, hold it chiller. Top hit bills, niggas to gorillas. All about skrillers, gotta make dollars. Got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and miles and bosses and blocks. Purple and pills. Keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Folks and quitting, hold it chiller. Top hit bills, niggas to gorillas. All about skrillers, gotta make dollars. Got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and miles and bosses and blocks. Purple and pills, yeah, they rock. Bells for the halls, stacked in my balls. R.I.P. spray painted on the walls. Pills in a van, purple and spray. Low income complex, Section 8. Coke for the gate, rocks on the plate. Yellow on the mirror, yeah, we all awake. Chop with a drum, clip for the gun. Police hit, everybody run. Rucked in the doorway, stuck around the corner. Burst in the sun, love in California. Call from the 60s, west of the main. They strike sideways, this way, that way. Living in my heyday, brought up the bayway. Shoot out in traffic, all in the broad day. Came up the hallway, mainline sales. They try to knock my hustle, but I will prevail. Keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Folks, you quitting, hold this chiller. Stop your bills, news to gorillas. All about skrilla, gotta make dollars. Got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and miles and bosses and blocks. Purple and pills, yeah, they rock.
Gotta do it moving, so we stay pushing. Got little spots by the rocks and the bushes. Chops and cush, money in my sock. Cops get shook, nigga, I run the block. You could ask the neighbors, neighborhood haters. Caters and bullets in the refrigerator. Refrigerator. Down at the crack house, I got a half ounce stuffed in the black house. That's why I smash out and blast my music. Get cashed out, smash fast with movement. With movement, I'm through the traffic. Don't call, text me, times are drastic. I move sporadic. It's a drought on the streets, but it's flooded in my attic.
In my attic.
And I'm far from an addict. Hungry for money, your boy is a savage.
Keep on moving, keep on pushing. Over the shoulders, you keep looking. Folks, you're quitting. Hold this chiller. Got pit bulls, moves to gorillas. All about skrillers. Gotta make dollars. Got a bunch of nines with a whole lot of commas. Choppers and miles and bosses and blocks. Purple and pills, yeah, they rock.
Young fly nigga sitting up on foes. Nothing but thinking inside our show. Hey nigga, when he push a hard line, when he was gone for a minute, dance back online. I got that dark clothes on my lock. Always in the trap, split switches apart. Got the SK split niggas apart. I ain't never been scared, I'm a nigga with heart. You done always been a sucker, scared of the dark. I be out in the nighttime, moving at day. At the trap house, nigga, but that ain't gonna stay. I just make $100 sitting next to the K. Getting rich, but it's hard as shit to see another day. Yeah, see another day. See another day. Getting rich, but it's hard as shit to see another day. Yeah, see another day. See another day.
Metro on the beat, G motherfucking Malone on the mic, 100% blue these gang niggas, and you pussy ass niggas real respect my authority, respect it nigga. Young watch nigga, strapped down with a Thompson. East side watch for my west side Thompson.
Yeah.
Well, gang banging is the only thing constant. Hood made a tough guy, call me Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in the west where the text fit, met a couple stupid motherfuckers with a death riddle. Granted, each and every motherfucker seeming desperate. Failed every student any time I was tested.
Loose.
And the proof is my presence in the booth.
Boom.
Proof of success is impressive, Bentley Coop.
Check.
That's all, say a prayer. prayer for the absence of a roof. Yeah. Niggas hating what I'm saying is the absolute truth. So real shit, pour out from absolute. And somehow a couple slugs penetrate the bulletproof.
Damn.
Don't waste the day morning.
Nope.
Run out and take the morning.
Yeah.
Cause I stay in these streets like a motherfucking morning.
If they gunning your motherfucker down, nigga, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for he who never did it this big. Had it since a kid. As long as I'm breathing, I'ma get it how I live. If they gunning young motherfucker down, nigga, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for he who never did it this big. Had it since a kid. As long as I'm breathing, I'ma get it how I live.
Look, I am unfuckwittable. And the mark I left is unforgettable.
Yeah.
Fuck rap, I ain't talking about syllables. Talking about Sherman, what I did with the digital. Damn, man, my sales match Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Bagged by the loaf, you can call the dough Wonder Bread.
Uh-huh.
For every step niggas take, shit, I'm one ahead. Balling this hard, opposing team gone, won't you dead? They deny another sunrise. Cause I'm always on the giving end of the gunfire. Hearts break when they hear the gun cry. Take my pistol anywhere. I ain't never gun shy.
Never.
Like some guys who used to call me crazy. Same psychologist as Ben Fresh and Daisy.
Yeah.
That's why them diagnoses never even phase me. Cause look, they all ghosts.
Go.
Them cats pass sway.
If they gunning young motherfucker down, nigga, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for he who never did it this big. Had it since a kid.
Yeah.
As long as I'm breathing, I'ma get it how I live. If they gunning young motherfucker down, nigga, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for he who never did it this big. Had it since a kid.
Yeah.
As long as I'm breathing. I'ma get it how I live.
Yeah, G, let the blunt burn. Before a verse, I did dirt like earthworms. See this pain in my eyes, they say homicide. Assignment got me sleeping 1 hour at a time. I know these fuck niggas plotting on try to murder me. Set me up, wet me up, rush me inside emergency. That's why I move with a tool, a sense of urgency. In a black Suburban, mask on like a turban bee. And that beast stands for blood, I can make you leak. But I read the bar like B.B. Kirkland on Harlem Street. Backing up to Martin, watching Martin on my dashboard. Bumping my shit, middle fingers to the task force. I ask for more hate, alphabet, AK. Silent cries of 100 rounds. Even mainstream artists get put underground.
If they gunning young motherfucker down, nigga, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for he who never did it this big. Had it since a kid.
Yeah.
As long as I'm breathing, I'ma get it how I live. If they gunning young motherfucker down, nigga, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for he who never did it this big. Had it since a kid.
Yeah.
As long as I'm breathing, I'ma get it how I live.
Is it me or is it something by a car that makes a bad bitch get freaky, fuck like porno star? Or maybe it was that phone that keep a bopper in the zone. But either way, she hit my phone like she can't leave me alone. And let her just keep having it. Let me know now this rapping shit. 10 out of 10, she dying to fuck. That's just what my average is. Slabbing chances, it lavishly. With Kevin did it dashing it. I'm an advocate. Phone that wheels if you hop in here. You might sit back a bit. I'm passionate about everything that I want. I do what it do and y'all don't. I put the whole world in my trunk. Let it bone. Check the stars up when I ride. Got the potholes with these ties. Talking lanes, swinging bang on the same. So let me buy.
Big pimpin', inhale, exhale, good, green, thick, lean, get them bitches there. Dallas, shut a cell with a 25 to life. Stayed at my grandma house with 25 Bibles. Stayed in the trap house with like 25 rifles. Drop my top and I dip, dip, dip. But if I pop my trunk, you better duck.
Featuring 2 Chainz, A Ball and MJG with Money on the Floor. Yeah, it is. Yo, G, what's popping, baby?
Not much. What's good with you?
Yay, I got my co-host back. Ooh, ooh. Let's give a round of applause for that. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I'm always running the streets. You know, I got a lot to do, but, you know, I'm back. Basically, as you said before, we got some good topics on, like you said, Tyrese. We got a little bit of news on Jay-Z. We also got news on Ashanti bringing out some new music, J. Cole and his album and stuff like that. And also we got LaToya Luckett. So we got a good amount of topics to hit today, and also another topic that I want to also touch on, because my original topic of the day was going to be how do we feel about the liquor stores and stuff being across from schools, but being that I recently heard that an associate of mine just passed away last night and got shot and killed, and basically being that I've been hearing about a lot of shootings going on lately in New York and other states, I think our main topic of the day should be time for change, because there's a lot of violence going on and we need to stop the violence. So just to bring it on a little serious note, it's really getting to me that we're getting so many shootings, like the one during Labor Day. Before I came out to New York, I lost a dude who was trying to protect his girlfriend, and now my homeboy that got just shot just last night. So I don't know what's going on with these people, but I think we need to spread a little awareness and show that we can have parties, we can have fun, we can do whatever and not be violent. So I think I'm going to make that stop.
Damn, that's serious. Yeah, that is very true. People need to just, like, take life into consideration. You know what I mean? Like, that's mad whack, for real. Like, damn, that's crazy. Like, did they know what happened? Why did he get killed?
I don't have the full details yet. I'm still waiting on it. I know it did make the newspapers, but of course, you know, it's a small little section because sometimes they don't really care to give out the news. So I'm still waiting on full thing. All I know that he was shot and killed, and ironically, he was shot near a funeral home. So I don't know if it was just his fate, maybe it's a wake-up call, but at the same time, you know, it's just hurtful to know that even if I didn't speak to him on a daily basis, just the fact that I knew him, it just hurts to see a lot of my peoples that I grew up with, you know, dying at such a young age. So,
wait a minute, he got shot near a funeral home? Or you said in a funeral home? What?
Near a funeral home. I think it was actually in front of a funeral home. It's not said yet whether he was the intended target or whether it was just he was just an innocent bystander, but, yeah. It's some crazy stuff going on. Like I said, when I was out there getting ready to get married and I'm celebrating, you know, I could have been a bystander, you know, right around the corner where I was at, you know, they done popped off. And I just think if I hadn't gone to get a bag of ice, I could have been right in front of that store, you know, in the mix of it. So, like I said, it's really getting serious and people need to stop and be aware that, you know, there's a lot of ways to handle beef besides coming to a gun and then at the same time not saying it's a good thing because no one deserves to die, but you need to learn target practice because if that's not your intended target, you're hitting people that, you know, have nothing to do with the situation. So
Exactly. People get it together. Get the fuck together. Quit being so damn trigger happy all the time. Y'all niggas need to learn to fight. Y'all just lost the whole essence of scrapping. Y'all too busy. Y'all just so quick to pick up a gun and don't even know how to use it. You know what I mean? Like, come on, be for real. Get back to something better than that. You know, like, that's fucking crazy. For real. Rest in peace to all the fallen people out there, fallen victims of straight bullets, unnecessary violence of everything, victims of life. Like, yeah, people really need to reevaluate their shit, reevaluate their situation, get it together because that's not a good look. It's not a good look. So, yeah, we could still talk about the whole Tyrese situation and everything like that. Like, I know you know the whole rundown of the story. Like,
yes.
To the Delaware radio station, everything like that. What happened?
Well, basically, it was funny because I was actually on my way at work, so I actually had a chance to listen to the radio, and I didn't hear the full clip of it. But at the time, basically, he was doing a radio show, and on his way, he had stopped by an elementary school in the area just, you know, as a surprise visit. Before he went on to the radio, and he noticed that a liquor store was located right near the elementary school, and so he felt that, you know, what are we doing? We're, you know, basically it's not good because, you know, a lot of bad things go around liquor stores, and then it's just a bad image for kids to, you know, see a liquor store right across. So basically, when he went on the air to promote his album, he wanted to take time out to just address it, the situation, and basically, you know, saying that, you know, it's not a good look for us to have, you know, liquor stores across from elementary schools. And apparently the program director did not like it and felt that he was disrespecting the community just by going on the air about it. And basically asked the person who was interviewing him to not let him back on the air after the commercial. So, he basically went on, I think, Twitter, which I gotta find. But he also stated, "Just kicked out of a radio station from a PD who had a problem with me speaking on liquor stores that are by elementary schools in Delaware. In 17 years, I have never been kicked out of a radio station because I have a problem with liquor stores being across from elementary schools? I was also told that the PD made them erase my interview so that no one could hear me speak on the issue of the liquor store near kids. So, and it's also told that they took all his music out of the rotation of the station as well. So, I don't know how they're going to rectify that situation, if they do plan to, but I feel like it shouldn't be a disrespect because he's just trying to make it aware in a community, and at least he cared enough to speak on it, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the program director didn't like it, and I know it's getting a lot of kind of buzz, I think, right now, but that was basically the situation with Tyrese.
I think that's bullshit. They shouldn't have kicked him out. They should be happy somebody's speaking on something that's affecting the community. You know what I mean? Like, come on, be for real. That is crazy right there. Like, why wouldn't you let somebody speak on that? And how is that disrespecting the community when they blatantly disrespected the community by putting a liquor store right next to damn elementary school? Like, I don't understand.
And KISS 101.7 program director Tony Q is his name, basically tried to defend himself by saying Tyrese was not kicked off the air for pointing out the liquor stores should not be located in schools. I totally agree with that, but he proceeded to downgrade my audience by calling them homies. And so I kind of listened, heard some of it, but to me it wasn't disrespectful because if you really go back to Tyrese and some of the things he says, he used homies, you know, but it's not like in a distasteful way. So I don't think he meant it like that. I think he meant it like, you know, in a sense, people like his peers, you know what I'm saying?
What?
People that he feels should be responsible for the upbringing of kids. So when he says homies to me, I'm thinking, you know, he's not downgrading. That's just, in a sense, maybe just the way he talks.
Yeah.
So. But that was the issue.
You ain't kicking nobody out just because he said homie. How many people say homie on the radio? You know what I mean? You got to be a little bit more logical than that. Nah, that ain't it. Like, yeah, he did go on Twitter and speak, you know, speak his mind, though, about it or whatever. But that is mad crazy. You know what I mean? That's mad crazy. You can't kick somebody up here for saying homie. Like, how? I don't even understand. Whatever, yeah. Speaking of,
I think that was just a cover-up.
Yeah, that was just a cover-up for sure, for sure. So, boo to you. What was the name of the radio station again?
It was 101.7 KISS.
That's the one in Delaware. That's the one that kicked Tyrese off.
Yeah, Tony Q.
Interesting. Very interesting. Speaking of Tyrese, we have two exclusive joints from him, but I guess it's not even two joints. It's the same joint, but with two different artists on the joint. I guess, I don't know, like, if he's trying to figure out which one he should use, or what, like, how was this going about? How did these even get leaked, G? What's popping?
To me, well, you know, I can't give up too many exclusives, but basically I think it's just to kind of see how the fans feel, because to me, I think artists leak tracks kind of to see what their feedback's going to be and so they can give the best track. Because, you know, when a lot of people I noticed, you know, they're scared to put out a mixtape because they feel like it's going to take away from sales. But I see a lot of artists that have mixtapes that you get free downloads and them songs is on their album and get money for it. So I think that was just to kind of see where the fan base is going to be and how they're going to feel the song. So I listened to some of it, and it's kind of a hard thing because I think Brandy can bring it and bring a lot to the album, but what's her name? I don't want to mess up her name.
Melanie Fiona, yeah.
Yeah, her. I think she can blow too, so I think he might have to put one on the mixtape and one on the album because they're both good artists, honestly, to me. So we're going to have to see. I know on Nicole Bishy site, she has it where you can like either or. So I'm going to have to check that out and see what the status is on that.
Yeah, check that out and see what the status is on it. Let's get into the tracks right now. The name of the song is The Rest of Our Lives. It's a Tyrese joint, but it's featuring, one is featuring Melanie Fiona, who we were speaking about, and the other one is featuring Brandy. It's both the same song, but it's just featuring two different female R&B artists. Now, we want Streets Radio, or this is the Streets Radio, to decide. You be the judge of who you think Tyrese should let rock on this track. They both sound pretty good to me. They both sound pretty good. They both have their own distinctive sound or whatnot. So I want to see what the people think. You ain't being biased, G Steam. You don't even know, huh? You don't want to pick.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to put a point on that. For now I'm gonna go with Brandy because I've been following her since way back, but that might change. So I don't know. You're gonna have to give me some time for that to grow on me.
Oh Lord.
So I'll be neutral right now. I'll be neutral.
You see neutral right now. You heard it live and direct. We're going to get into the tracks and whatnot in a minute. But be sure to go to NicoleBitchy.com or whatever. She does have an exclusive link up there, I guess, you know, to where, like, people, whether they can vote on which track sounds best to them or what.
Yeah, it's basically which one you like, and you can go on whether you like the Brandy track or the Fiona track. So,
well, let's hear them. We're going to start off with Melanie Fiona right now. It's Tyrese featuring Melanie Fiona with Rest of Our Lives. Then we're going to go into the Tyrese featuring Brandy with Rest of Our Lives. So, Streets Radio, y'all be the judge. Let us know what's goody. Let's go.
Eyes wide shut, but deep down I knew you were the one. I was hanging on by a thin, thin thread, 'cause in the past, those who got in my
gotta work smart, so when you're done, it's amazing. Mind inside of the love that you give to me. And I feel your loyalty, so I give it back daily. Oh, yes, I do. Now that my heart is yours, we'll triple
I'm
Yeah, that was Tyrese featuring Melanie Fiona with Rest of Our Lives. Now we have Tyrese featuring Brandy with Rest of Our Lives. So you guys be the judge. Let's get it.
Eyes wide shut, but deep down I knew you were the one. I was hanging on by a thin, thin thread, 'cause in the past, those who got in my head, but you made it. Now that the past is the end, girl, it's time to begin the rest of our lives.
Love just don't come easy. You gotta work hard, you gotta work smart. So when you're done, it's amazing. A smile inside of the love you give to me. And I feel your loyalty, so I give it back daily. Now that my heart is yours, we'll share forever. And
I would've traded in the love I've been given. This girl I promised, it's worth more than diamonds and money couldn't buy it. Now that the past is the end, girl, it's time to begin the rest of our lives.
For it's always been my dream to raise a family, oh yes it is.
And baby, there's no future without you here with me. Oh, I can't wait for you to have my baby.
Tyrese with Rest of Our Lives. Now, people, you need to judge. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. Now, listening to both of those tracks, G, what do you think?
Oh, dang. You're going to put me on the spot. I'm going to say for right now, I'm going to go with Brent.
Okay.
I'm sticking with that.
Why?
That's my final answer.
And why?
I I just think Brandy has that feel to it, and I also think because they've been friends, I think it just meshes together. So
it seems more believable.
Yeah, I think it's more believable, and it's also just like I said, it's just synchronized with them because I've known from looking at interviews and stuff that they are close friends and they're always, you know, going back and forth giving each other advice. So I think it's just, you know, it's kind of more genuine, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's more genuine. Yeah. Well, okay. We got G-Sting's opinion about it or whatnot. People hit us up 646-478-3243. Or hit us up live in the chat room. Of course, let us know what you think about the song and who you think should be featured on the song. It's a good song. It's a very beautiful song, actually. I like it. And I don't know. I'm not going to say who I think should be on it.
Gotta say who you think.
I'm not gonna give who I think.
Okay. Give me a slight who you think would be in the lead right now.
I think right now who would be in the lead would be Brandy. She seems a little bit soulful on it. You know what I mean? So I think she'd probably be in the lead as of right now or whatnot. Melanie Fiona does have a big voice.
Yeah, well, according to Nicole Bixby's poll, Brandy is actually in the lead at 50.91%, and Fiona's at 49.09%. So it's not very a big difference. But so far right now, it looks like Brandy is in the lead, and so we'll see as this poll goes on.
That's a very close poll. That's very close. Well, there you have it. Well, Brandy's in the lead right now. I wonder how Tyrese is looking at it right now. You know what I mean? From the whole internet standpoint, you know, blogs and all the talk and whatnot, and see how that situation pans out. So, that's a good look, though. That song is going to be a good look regardless of whoever is on it. But, yeah, I think Brandy, you know, it's a little bit more soulful coming from her. Well, you heard our opinion. What's yours? Hit us up 646-478-3243 or hit us up live in the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. Also, be sure to tune into us with Twitter, Facebook, and all of that. It's PPNAB, G-Steam 843, and of course, Streets Radio, baby. Yeah. Let's get to some more music, some more joints, or whatever. And of course, we got more topics of discussion. I want to talk about the whole J. Cole thing, or whatever. The topic that you sent with J. Cole about his album. He's headed to number one. His girlfriend is, you know, I guess, rolling with the punches. So what is that whole situation about?
Well, I'm actually going to get into that when we come back from the music run, because I'm going to do a quick thing on Jay-Z and his event, because I think it's a real cool event that he did in giving back. He has a charity called the Sean Carter Foundation, and the other night they had a benefit charity that would go towards giving students scholarships basically when they're ready to go to college. So, basically the tickets, I believe, were like $1,000. It says Rock Nation spare no expense on the $1,000 a ticket event pegged an evening of making the ordinary extraordinary, held on the Hudson River waterfront on Pier 54. Of course, in attendance, of course, they had bottles of Ace of Spades. In attendance was his wife, Estelle, Questlove, Alex Rodriguez, Angela Yee, Kevin Lyles, and just a bunch of other people. His mother, who's a co-founder of the SC Foundation, his sisters. basically it said, skip through, between ticket sales, raffles, sponsors, donations, it raised about over $1 million, if I'm looking at the numbers correctly, in scholarship money. And it's basically to, you know, give back to the community. So that was a good look on Jay-Z's part. So when they say he's wasting cars and breaking them up in a video, he's also giving back. So we can't say he's wasting all his money.
That is a good look, for real, for real. That's a real good look, especially for kids that need to go to school and need to pay for college. So that is a beautiful, beautiful situation. Shout out to Jay-Z doing his thing like that. $1,000 a ticket, and you raised how much, you said?
Over $1 million.
Over $1 million.
Yep.
So people
$1,030,000. Yeah. So, for more information
I said people wasn't being cheap that night.
I know. I would have been like, shoot, I would have to have my own donations to make it there.
Okay.
But you can go to www.seancartersf.com, which is www.seancartersf.com for more information on the Sean Carter Foundation. Check out his mom, Gloria, who I believe is the co-founder of the foundation, if I'm not mistaken. You can go to Nicole T and see nice pictures and all that other event that went down. Shout out to CZ for doing his thing. Shout out to everyone who attended that event, because like I said, $1,000 ticket, that's dedication right there to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's dedication right there, boy. For real. That's a good look, for real. That's a good cause anyway. You already know. Education is a must. We got to get up on it, baby. Let's get to some more music right now. Of course, hit us up, 646-478-3243. Live and direct, baby. Streets Radio. You know you rocking out. Rocking out with NAB, baby. Let's get it.
Feeling like Mike, so I'ma be the shooter. the shoes are super. Leave your ass cold, like ice cream when it's scooped up. Leave you like a vegetable, but not the one that's souped up. We can go to war, tell your soldiers shoot up. We don't ever sleep, we wake up all the roosters. Wolf kill sheep, you look yummy to me. Now, this is what happens when you fuck with a beast. Ask about me, niggas tell you, uh-oh, come from the street. I shoot the semi-automatic and it come with a beat. I rap the motherfucking gutter, one day to take me under. Even though I hate it, I got no choice but to love her. A million ways to die, choose one and choose your wise. Cause the grass on the other side might not be what you like. Go, getters and killers, gorillas, sinners like Hitler. Have you resting is different, now you can cry you a river. Mister, stack up my fingers, get it flippin' like Flipper. If you ain't talking money, then you ain't getting the picture. Watch me, shit in the game. R. Kelly piss in the game. 4-5 bust a clip in the game. Trying to rule the world, pinky the brain. Yeah, all I gotta do is show my pinky to get me some brain. Brain. In the morning, crack an egg inside my cup. I'm about to shock the world, so y'all can say that it was luck. I'm on my rocky bad boy. I'm never giving up. I'm on my rocky bad boy. That means you better give it up. Up early in the morning, crack an egg inside my cup. I'm about to shock the world, so y'all can say that it was luck. I'm on my rocky bad boy. I'm never giving up. I'm on my rocky bad boy. That means you better give it up. Another day, another dollar. Can't nobody stop it. Nope. Not even the coppers, cause I'm on my Frank Sinatra. Yeah. I entertain the mob, yeah. I entertain imposter. Yeah. I'm Whitey with a 30 clip, and y'all throw she can find her. Yeah. I'm rap Jeffrey Dahmer, you rap New Madonna. Yeah. You should take a break like a comma. I'm Mr. Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. Call me the doctor. Yeah. Got the game locked like a locker. I was born a monster, I was born a conquer. You was born to bite my shit like a piranha. Cause I'm hotter than a sauna. If it came just like Obama. See, I always been a starter, and you never made a roster. I'm a blood diamond, you a penny made a copper. About to make it rain, can you see me on the Doppler? Wake up in the morning, stare at my reflection. Mirror, mirror on the wall, do you have any suggestions? Cause you're the only one with answers to my questions. The only one that knows all of my confessions. Rap is my profession, being great is my obsession. Born to be a legend, my presence is depressing.
Funk Master Flex Night.
About mine. money is my cushion. Niggas can't see me like they not looking. Put a red flag, I pledge of allegiance. Y'all bitches don't want beef like vegans. I don't have a care, and if I do, I take care of it. Haters dead waiting, I ain't with that Paul Bearer shit. Never played lotto, I don't believe in luck. They try to send me sugar, wasn't sweet enough. May know what's poppin', hustle hard, nigga. This that money train, all aboard, nigga.
I'm about three, I'm about three.
I'm about three,
I'm about three. I'm about three.
I'm about that money and I'm about that green, hey.
I'm about bad bitches, that's about head. I'm about to ride by hanging out the vents. We getting money like we never heard about the fame. The black Bentley coupe rolling like the Batmobile. I'm still 8 feet tall, man, I'm Shaq O'Neal. I'm about guap, baby, I'm about cake. I push a button and it's off to about face. What's poppin', mommy? I've been getting money now. I'm from Brooklyn, but they love me out in Houston now. Saying hi to life, vibe to my bro. I'm about a dollar every day, all day.
I'm about three, I'm about three.
I'm
about three, I'm about three.
I'm about that money and I'm about that green, hey.
Flex Master Flex, Funk Master Flex, Funk Master Flex, Funk Master Flex.
Yeah, that was your boy Mano featuring Lil Wayne with Cream. You already know what it is about that guapo lay. You know how they do, baby. Yo, G, we got a caller. Let's see what's popping. What's good? You rocking out NAB?
What's up with it? This Funk House.
What's good, Funk House? What's popping?
Oh, man, you know, same book, different chapter. Just, you know, trying to call in and support the team, you know.
Of course, of course. What's going on?
Nothing much. Really just, you know, finishing up this third. I just finished up this third album and this mixtape Tony Ayo hosted for me. And, you know, just got some good things going, you know.
That's what it do. Who's hosting the mixtape? You said Tony Ayo?
Yeah, Tony Ayo hosted the mixtape. And, you know, G-Unit produced like 80% of my second album. Lloyd Banks producer, Dope Pesci. Shout out to Dope Pesci, you know what I mean? And, you know, we just making it happen, man. His third album is bananas. Second album is nuts. So it's like, you know, I'm finna really get some attention around here, man. I'm just sitting on my shit. I ain't really exposing too many songs, but I'm, you know, I'm leaking songs every now and then just to show people what to expect, you know what I mean?
Well, be sure to leak some our way. Send it to nabmp3@gmail.com and let us know what's popping so we can get it, so we can get the people in tune.
Oh yeah, I got a nice one on there right now. I did like three joints with Blood Raw, and I did two joints with Lady Luck. I did one song with Tony Yayo. Not to mention he hosted my mixtape, which is 26 songs. You know, the first album got 18 tracks on it. The second album got 19 tracks. The third album at 20 tracks right now. So, you know, I put in a lot of work with this shit, you know?
When is the mixtape dropping?
That's actually what I'm trying to figure out. I'm just waiting on this artwork to finish. Once this artwork finished, then I'm going to just take it, you know, put it on Batpiss most likely, and, you know, just take it from there and continue on promoting through Twitter and letting people know, you know?
That's what it is. You like to give any shout-outs to anything before you get up out of here?
Do I who?
I said you like to give out any shout-outs to anything before you get up out of here?
You know, just, you know, shout-out to my whole movement, Funk House Entertainment, man. You know, follow me on Twitter, @FunkHouse. You know, shout-out to the G-Team. And, you know, most definitely shout-out to everybody that's supporting me with my shit. You know what I mean? Watching me come from the ground on up, you know?
Exactly. Be sure to follow him on Twitter. Like he said, you already know what it is, baby. Funk House in there, like somewhere.
Yeah, @FunkHouse. That's F-O-N-K House. You know what I mean?
Before you get out of here, my bad, we do have a topic about stopping the violence. What do you feel about how what's a good solution to just getting to stopping the violence? Because there's been a lot of shootings and stuff going around in, like, pretty much all states going around. So what do you feel about on that?
Man, it's crazy you say that. I'm from Oakland, and, like, right now my son, you know, he just turned 15 inside of the system. You know, they got him for attempted murder, you know what I mean? It's just all type of BS, but I figured it out, man. It's like it's the environments, man. Like, literally, like, you would have to keep your kid, when raising your kid, if you raising him in the wrong environment, to be honest, it's like, it damn near ain't no way, you know what I mean? It goes back to the generations of the genes of the family as well, you know what I mean? It's like, man, it's hard to say, you know, it just need more options, more things to do. You know, a lot of people, a lot of states and cities ain't got, you know, it's not too much to do, but, you know, sell drugs or sit on the corner and get in some BS, you know what I mean? It ain't no options.
That is,
you know,
true.
And I put myself in the same shoes, and I remember when I was growing up, like, my mom, you know, she did her job. You know, I didn't really have to get out there and start slanging or whatever, but my cousin was in the game, and he didn't even have to do it, but just from him being in the game, it's like, it made me want to jump in it. And as time go on, you know, you learn through all your mistakes, and you try to pass it on, but it's a just repeated cycle. You know, they not listening, just like I didn't listen. I had to go through what I went through in order to listen, so... It's sad, but it's like, that's like the only way they learn for themselves these days, man. And, you know, it's sad.
I hear you, and I appreciate you calling in. And definitely want to hear your music, and good luck on all the stuff that's coming your way. So keep doing what you're doing and keep shining.
Thank you. And what do you say, send it to?
You can send it to nabmp3@gmail.com, or you can also send it to globalshine, that's with a Y, 843@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, everybody have a blessed, productive day, you know, and hopefully, you know, I mean, I can't say the world will change, you know, but it's just, man, it's just getting, it's the way the system designing it, you know what I mean? They put all these McDonald's in the hood, you know, all that fast junk food in the hood, you know, this whole shit is designed to destroy us, for real. And, you know, you're gonna think outside the box and break the cycle, you know, because it takes more than just one person to do it, but it starts at one person. So, you know, either people are going to try to break the cycle and, you know, make it happen, or just fall right along, you know, follow suit to the BS, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Thank you for calling me, and be sure to get us some music.
Okay, I will for sure. All
right, babe.
All right, thanks.
Shout out to Funk House. You already know what it is, baby. Represent Cali. You already know. Holding it down in the town. It's all good up over here, baby. You already know what it is. Send music to nabmp3@gmail.com. nabmp3s, the number 3 with an S. @gmail.com. Make sure that it's MP3 formatted along with the contact information, your Facebook, Twitter, anything, so we can be able to promote you. Of course, make sure that your songs are titled. Do not say anything that says track 1, track 2, anything like that. It will be getting deleted. Very simple. Send us your music. Yeah, that's very, very true. Like, people, they're going to have to start really evaluating that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Evaluating the situation. Don't fall for the okey-doke, basically.
Exactly. And on a lighter note, we got J. Cole, his album, which is out, called Cole World, The Sideline Story. Basically, the news is that his album is projected to move about 240 to 250 units next week, which will make him the highest selling debut since Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday, which was released last December. It's also would be the first album to top the charts since BLD's The Adventure of Barbie Ray, which topped the charts in May 2010 with 84,000 copies sold. So I've heard some of the tracks from his album. I do plan to get the album. And I think that
he's definitely going to bring the true hip-hop back where you can have the party tracks and you can have the story tracks and just keeping it real. So I'm definitely looking forward to that album coming out. I mean, not coming out, but getting the album and just seeing how his sales does. But to me, I think he's done a lot of good promo along with his mixtapes and everything like that. So I think it's going to be a good look on J. Cole. So shout out to J. Cole for doing his thing for NC.
So when is it supposed to be dropping?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's out already.
Oh, it's out already. Okay, okay. Shout out to J. Cole representing North Carolina. You already know what it is. That's a good look right there. People, be sure to go get it. Yeah, I heard some tracks off the album and everything like that. He's been doing his numbers, that's for sure. So y'all be sure to stay in tune with that J. Cole or whatnot. We're going to play some J. Cole later on in the show. You already know what it is. Hit us up. 646-478-3243. Now, what was it about his girlfriend taking it like a champ? What was that about?
Basically, he did an interview with Angie Martinez, basically, you know, supporting his album and everything, and it pretty much at the latter part of the interview, she didn't even realize, which I didn't even know, he does have a long-time girlfriend that he's been with before he's blown up, and she was asking him, in regards to the Rihanna sex tape rumors that were coming around, she asked, how did his girlfriend take it? She was like, well, what's that phone call like? He wasn't really talking too much on it, but he did say how she took it like a champ, a little less like a champ, but overall like a champ, basically because, you know, in the industry, that's something that you really got to deal with, is that a lot of rumors of who's dating who and who's doing this and who's doing that. So basically, she just was touching on his girlfriend's reaction to all those rumors, basically. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he got a long term girlfriend before the industry. Basically, she was before the industry.
And that's the best way to go about it: get it before you get the money, so you know it's real.
Exactly. So you know it's real. Okay. Speaking of sex and everything like that, did you hear about Joel Santana, his baby mom? His baby mama is going to be on the new season of Love and Hip Hop. Okay, you know, if anybody knows about Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop, it was only one season that was out. It had Olivia on there, Chrissy, Jim Jones' girlfriend, the chick Samaya Reese, and Emily, Fabulous baby mom or whatnot. And was there somebody else in there? But no, I don't think so. But I believe them were the four main chicks that was on the show or whatnot. Well, they have a second season that's coming up, I want to say this month. I want to say it's coming up this month, either this month or November. But Joel Santana's baby mom is in this season. And they said she openly admitted to screwing Fabulous, right? So Jim Jones got arrested. He's in jail. I don't know if he's in jail. He may be out of jail or whatnot right now. But he got arrested. He beat her up because he found out that she screwed Fabulous. He beat her ass.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. He was pissed. He beat her up in the car or whatever. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, it was crazy shit going on. She caught the police, nigga. They came and arrested him. Everything like that. Wow. Wow. So.
I just say, it's gonna do your dirt. You need to just leave the person. That just don't make no sense. But at the same time, that's no reason to go beating up on a woman. That's just wrong. So I don't know, that stuff is crazy. This stuff is going around that look like a lot of stuff around Fabulous is negative right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. But she admitted it on the show. Like, I guess maybe that's how he found out. Or, you know, like somebody must have snitched on her or something. But she said something about it on the show for Love and Hip Hop or whatever. That she screwed Fab or whatnot. And he found out, and it was a wrap after that. So I was just like, what? I'm just like, damn, like, did you ever see the first season of Love and Hip Hop?
I have not. I'm going to have to see if I can find that, some clips or something.
I'll find it. It comes on VH1 or whatnot. And they might be showing, like, the old episodes. They might be showing the first season. You know what I mean? They might be showing it right now, whatever. But, yeah, it comes on VH1 or whatnot. I believe the second season starting either this month or November or whatnot. But it was wild. Like, it was wild. Like, you got to go watch it. Like, it was wild. Like, it just let you know how shitty people are for real. Like, seriously. Like,
wow.
I don't know.
I also heard, like, Petey Pablo is getting locked up too. I think about for 3 years for the possession of a firearm in the airport. I haven't heard all the details about that, but it looks like he's about to do a 3-year sentence for that incident. So I'm just like, what?
I don't know.
So I'm gonna have to find out more details about that, but that's pretty much what I skimmed through and I heard about. So I don't know.
Damn, that's crazy. But yeah, it's so much crazy shit that's going on. If anybody got any crazy stories, be sure to hit us up and let us know what's popping in your neck of the woods. And you, whatever you know about, be sure to hit us up, 646-478-3243. Better give us some more music right now. We got about 35 minutes left of the show. You already know what it is. Like I said, October 19th, be sure to get in tune with it. The 7-year anniversary of Elegant Hoodness is going down at Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be insane. So be sure to be there. Go to elegantness.name.com. Get all the exclusive information and everything like that. It's going to be crazy. Nothing but a party. We partying. We getting stupid drunk. G-Stim, you need to be out here so we can get it popping. We're going to be going down. So be sure to get in tune with that. You already know what it is. Let's get some more music right now, of course. And also, I just recently found out that the BET Hip Hop Awards is going to be coming on real soon. You hear anything about that?
The BET Hip Hop Awards?
Yeah.
Well, I hear it's going down. The taping is going down right now this weekend in Atlanta. I know that last year I went to a concert while that was going on, and it was crazy with after parties and everything like that. So I know it's about to be a good show. I can't wait to see it on October 11th, I believe, is when it premieres. But it's a lot of stuff going on. I haven't heard any, backstage stories yet or stuff that's going on, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a live show as usual.
Well, I know they announced on 106 The Park yesterday, like, because nobody really knew, like, who was performing or anything like that. They announced on 106 yesterday that the whole, like, Maybach team is performing. Maybach Music, Rick Ross is performing, Wale, and what's the other dude's name that signed to Maybach Music?
Oh.
Is it J-Rock? What's his name? Not J-Rock.
I'm gonna have to look that up. I can't even think of the name right now.
I have to ask G3. I know G3 knows who it is, who signed the Maybach Music. Who's the other dude that signed the Maybach Music? You remember? The other dude that signed the Maybach Music? Meek Mills. That's his name, Meek Mills. He signed the Maybach
Music.
Yeah. So they're going to be performing. I know there's the whole Maybach team is performing. I want to say... Who else is performing? He named mad people. And, of course, the Cypher and shit is going down. Tech N9ne, I believe, is going to be in the Cypher. Big Creek is going to be in the Cypher. Who else they have? Mad people. So I got to see this, and I got to see it for my nigga Tech N9ne, because he's representing the town, Kansas City, Missouri. So I got to see that one, of course. know, we're gonna be in there and say October 11th is going down. I wanna go. Fuck that. But yeah, it's going down in the town. Let's get to some more music right now. Hit us up, let us know what's good. Live.streetsradio.com, baby. Let's get to this new B.O.B. and Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is back on it again. He's on Mad Collapse. Y'all niggas better get them bars up. Strange Clouds.
I'm just waiting to see.
Yeah. Oh, you already know what we gonna do. Hey.
Well, if you guessing it's me, you guess correctly. I just say what a stallion. You swear I wasn't a question. I'ma hit her with that bite. Call that Nancy Kerrigan. Stay on the greenest green. Call us vegetarians. You be on that minor league, but we smoke professionally. I do my job exceptionally. On point like a decimalist. The way I ride on a beat, man, I beat up the street. It's done so effortlessly. Yeah, so these niggas can't sleep on me. There's no inception in this bitch. I'm top chef, you top rum, and I'm top shelf. No last call, tell the bartender what you got left. Pour it up, don't stop there. Hold your cup, take a shot, yeah. All night we celebrate, cause we everywhere and you not there.
All we do is pour it up, all night drink sound.
That's all we do.
And all we do is light it up, all night. All you see is strange clouds.
Strange clouds.
Yeah.
All we do is pour it up, all night drink sound.
Blue jeans, I'm faded, minding my own data, smoking on that strong, that Arnold Schwarzenegger. Essentially, you bitch, you hot as an igloo, kick back on that Glock, call that jujitsu. Hello world, I'm with a yellow girl, number two pencil. These rappers just washed up, pen cycle, rinse you, my nigga. All day, all night, half pipe, I dive in that pussy, yeah, I belly flop, I jackknife and shit. Tell my homies that I say it's a party. Yeah, got that tech for technical difficulties. I'm top dog, you top rhyming. I'm top dog, Pyru, gangsters, outlaws.
All we do is pour it up, all night drink sound.
Young Lula, baby.
And all we do is light it up all night. All you see is strange clouds.
B.O.B., yes, definitely. Up in the studio, I got all my necessities. If you want that real shit, you made the right selection. I'm the cater till I die. Yes, I rep that definitely. They say I'm a celebrity. What the fuck's a celebrity? I guess I must invest in the proper form of protection. And I say it's a curse, but it's mostly a blessing. To a nigga from the hood, that I aim for the top. I don't even need no directions. Up, wake up and then I roll up the perk. But these niggas wake up on my dick. At least have some breakfast first. Nigga, keep your nourishment first. And your mind on my lyrics. Cause what you hoping to accomplish, I already did it, bitch.
All we do is pour it up all night. Drink down.
That's how we do. That's how we do. That's how we do.
And all we do is light it up all night. All you see is strange clouds. Strange clouds. All we do is pour it up all night. Drink down.
To the club.
I'm mentally fresh. Should I rock the platter? Should I rock the fans? Fans of the cool craze. Yeah, ladies love me like Cool J. And I'm king of the 501 gang. My piece stupid Rocky, that's a dumb change. My aura tell a story. Can't let a hater block my glory. And my feet next sitting on me just right. If you can walk in my radius, you can touch life. I'm so super and my super's no rose and roll, but in the club so crucial. I'm about to shut down the city. Jeans match the shoes, shoes match the fitty. I might just take off the fitty and throw the shades on. I might just put up the fans and throw the J's on. And tell the haters I'm back. Back 45 for the old school back. Not crazy, come up the throne all black. You might for the fans.
Listening to Rock the Bell. Never fuck two bitches. inches at a time, many blocks to tell. The hurt mic was not to rail, so I made my pocket swell. Even through the recession, my car is not for sale. It's a shame I give it all up if a nigga really wanna get into it. If I ever do, you know I got a bunch of nigga, you don't really know what I've been too big. Can't let the clip because we not what you expect. Got some niggas on the block, got the foppers on deck. Must not be from here, you shoulda knew the click is not soft. Homie, I suggest you ride for some shit. Pop, ball, pop, ball. GMG, got the pistol by my side. Get the fuck up out my face. If you don't want no shit to pop out, 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 pop out. I got muscle, so respect my hustle. Ain't no coming at the devil if you don't want no shit to pop out, pop out, pop out, pop out, pop out, pop out.
It's the craziest. Get all in a bit face and smoke on the shit that's the stankiest. Eat rappers like I'm in a delicatessen and they be the tastiest. You say you can feed it, but they don't believe you. Atheist. From the city where the niggas don't play that. One shot to the dome, just lay that. Went up on the one, I pull up in the Maybach. Blah, blah, look a shot, nigga, take that. Make that be the feeling that you're getting when you're dealing with a nigga like me, cause I'm about that. But you probably never been around a nigga like me. I'm a real low key, never doubt that. Out that city of the bang bang. When they slang came to my the same thing. Chain hang down to my wrist piece. Talking all the bullshit, you can miss me. This B, T to the MG. Plus that, M to the OE. Plus that, straight through the door, we. Plus that, y'all niggas know me. I'm the lieutenant, so salute me. Nigga, please believe me, cause I ain't afraid to shoot. These niggas got them burners on deck. Got them hookers in the back. Tell that hoe she better chill. For these niggas get the yak and pop out.
GMG, got the pistol by my side. Get the fuck up out my face. If you don't know shit to pop out. Pop out, pop out, pop out, pop out, pop out.
Yeah.
Him and my shoe associates.
Yeah.
3LG.
Okay.
Boom,
okay.
Man, boom.
They do it.
Boom,
do
man, it. Boom, and nigga.
Bottom pipe, model white, still a DJ, play my phone out of cool.
you got a gun for if you won't use it? I want bad bitches on it. Fell up in the club, cool, 100 grand on me. Standing on the couches like, nigga, you don't want it. All white, everything, I feel like Tony Montana. Nigga from the M to Atlanta, getting guap, selling blocks in the club with my hammer.
Bottle popping, model watching, still a DJ, play my phone out of cool rock. Hater watching, yo, we see you hating. We done ran out of bottles, someone call a waiter. We up in here, we up in here, we up in here, yo, we up in here, we up in here, we up in here, we up in here, yo, we up in here.
Five-star on the track, Gucci on my back, motherfucker, it's a rap. Hold up. Yeah. My jewelry turned up, too damn loud. I ain't talking that, baby, if I'm about to pound. Niggas don't like me, shit is going down. Yeah, I'm feeling me, cause it's raining right now. My jewelry quit school, watch my TV drop out. Bunny rabbit me. Watch a nigga hop out. New time piece, don't call that thing, watch out. Dime piece with me if you wanna pull my crack out. I'm full of myself, I can't get enough of me. I get a lot of head, so I'm never gonna be suffering free. All this shit I got on, you consider this a luxury. Like the Diddy broad, so you know my girl is up at it. Hold up, Houston, think we got a problem. Hating ass niggas on my dick like a condom. All white ones with the snake skin around them. Mouth like a 20-row bracelet when I'm smiling. You know I'm strapped up if you fuck niggas clowning. I ain't talking speakers if that thing gets a pounding. Word round town, I'm the man, how it sounding. Stones in my wrist like my hair was just drowning. Hold up, wait 2 goddamn seconds. Bitch, touch my titty, motherfucker, I'm repping. Friends sitting low, got your girlfriend checking. Let me show you how to do it. I'ma teach your ass and that's a hold. My jewelry turned up, too damn loud. I ain't talking that, baby, if I'm about to pound. Niggas don't like me, shit is going down. Yeah, I'm feeling me, cause I'm swinging right now. My jewelry quit school, watch my TV's drop out. Bunny rabbit me, bitch, watch a nigga hop out. New time piece, don't call that thing, watch out. Make him do a double take. Plus I got that powder like the shit on top of funnel cake. K11, Pump 2, call the double play. West side bound in my city with a trouble state. You don't like me, suck my dick until it fade away. Chop on the nigga, better sound like an 808. Want me on your track, 2 stacks, that's a going rate. Half up front, then the rest later on the day. Blood came through, tell my jeweler that I'm on the way. Try me if you want, I take it right to where your mama stay. Way at, there go, pocket full of giant dough. Nigga need a closet about the size of a condo. Tear them all up, bitch, I ball like a Rondo. Put the stack green like a bag on the limo. You would never cut, so I ain't got a front hoe. 5-star to be a bitch, knocking like a front door. My jewelry turned up, too damn loud. I ain't talking that, baby, if I'm about to pound. Niggas don't like me, shit is going down. Yeah, I'm feeling me, cause I'm swinging right now. My jewelry quit school, watch my TV's drop out. Bunny rabbit me, bitch, watch a nigga hop out. New time piece, don't call that thing, watch out. Dime piece with me if you wanna pull my cock out.
That's what it is.
Go like that, Trey.
Yeah, the more you want to eat is just man in the club today. You run the club like a nightmare, nigga, and the party like a nightmare.
And I ain't even going in without my TAT. So I'ma get high, niggas that do me weak. Now back to the club, and just mean that beat. Bartender, bring them bottles to the VIP. Don't wanna hate a stepping on my PYT. What? Got a mad cause that man want in my jeans. Don't be mad, accuse a girl about her during me. Pop a bottle, hit the dance floor doing me. Got the whole damn club tripping NAV. Look at hater, tell them man, man, we get cheap. And like the club on fire, well, I can't breathe. No ass from the club, all drinks are free. Let's go.
We round the club, we round the club, we round the club, we round the club.
In the club, y'all pressure in the motherfucker. Grab your girl, don't pressure as a motherfucker. But you know it's nothing, Nan say something. Bottles of rose, the wrist on froze. Pissed from my head to my motherfucking toes. Nothing there, dog, you already know. Got the dance floor packed from the window to the wall. We not Kobe, but we show you how to ball. Face down, ass up, shut shorty on the pole. I call her E cause she really make it roll. But when you run the club, everything is a go. Bartenders, she don't need no more. Kissing and hugging, she licking and touching. She looks me in my eyes like gifted, I love you. I'm thinking in my mind like the business is bugging. But it's a night in the life when you party with nothing like.
We run the club, we run the club, we run the club, we run the club. Let them hate us look, let them hate us look. Tell them man, 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 man. We run the club, we run the club, we run the club, we run the club. Let them hate us look, let them hate us look.
In the club, I can put G's on it. Man, I run it so much, it should have had sneaks on it.
Damn, how much cheese?
I can put G's on it, cause I promise that Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. I'm in the club wearing most of my jewelry. Elbowing niggas, I ain't grilling security. I might end up seeing the judge and jury, but I've been this way way before maturity. I take a bottle to the head, then I drink more. Feeling like the method, that ain't really what I aim for. I'm at the bar styling while I'm browsing. A chick with good neck, that's really what I came for. Middle fingers up, man. Show you like my style, she glad I'm a bad man. I got an outfit to pull it on my necklace. I took her name down and put it on my necklace.
We run the club, we run the club, yeah. We run the club, we run the club. Let them hate us look, let them hate us look.
All
all I got to say is check out globalshine.com. If you want to get featured, hit me up, globalshine843@gmail.com. And for now, I keep it short and sweet. That is all.
You heard a lot of the direct, baby. Globalshine.com, very, very simple. They shine with a Y. So be sure to Google that. We in there like swimwear. You already know what it is. Shout out to, like she said, all the artists that's doing their thing. It's going to be a party. October 19th is going to be crazy concert. It's going on. Mad People are going to be in the building. Def Jam's going to be in the building. We got Warner Brothers in the building. Sony's going to be in the building. Hot 97 is going to be there. 105.1 is going to be there. Mad People is going to be there. So y'all be sure to be there yourself. October 19th, doors are going to open at 8 p.m. It's going to be insane. I don't even know how I'm going to be functioning that night. So y'all be sure to be there. That's Wednesday, October 19th for the 7th year anniversary. Hopefully I don't fall off the stage while I'm performing.
We will hope not. So make sure everyone, make sure you have a designated driver who want to pick you up, taxi cab numbers in your pocket. You might as well not even drive there. You might as well find some public transportation or a taxi cab. It will be going down, so just keep it safe and have fun, of course.
Of course, baby. We're about to get up out of here. We're going to play, go out with your boy, P. Prop, Mitchell J., Money Mitch. You already know what it is, baby. Going out with the reflection. Fuck you, haters. Put your middle fingers up in the air. Shout out to all them haters. You already know what it is. We see y'all. You did get at us. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and all of that. Streets Radio, Miss Fifi, NAB, and of course, G-Steam 843. We in there like swimmer, baby. Go to streetthoughts.org, streetthoughts.com, streetsradio.com, elegantness.ning.com. Yo, go to the blog spots. Check out everything, all the issues. Matter of fact, shout out to, it's like, I want to say about five, six artists that's in the new issue of Hip Hop Stardom 101 magazine. Hip Hop Stardom 101 magazine, the physical magazine, fresh out of ATL. Yo, we get, I know we get them this week coming up. So shout out to them. P Prop, I know, is in there. Rap Quelle is in there. Shit, it's a few people in there. I know Nan is in there. Oh, man, it's a lot of people that's in there that we know. So shout out to them doing their numbers. Hip Hop Stardom 101. Be sure to follow them on Twitter. Let's get to this caller before we get up out of here. What's good, caller? You rocking with NAB? What's popping?
What's up? Hey, I just wanted to say, man, y'all really getting cracking up on that show, and I for real what Homegirl said up in there. They really need to stop the violence, man, because it's going bad down here up in Kansas City as well. So. Shout out to everybody. Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, man. Shoot. Representing the Yo Vega Inc. My name is
Tell us your name and where you calling from.
My name is Anthony. I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Repping Yo Vega Inc. Part of the team, Team Nan in the Midwest.
Of course. What's good, Anthony? This is Miss Fifi.
Hey, Miss Fifi, how you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm glad you called in. Yeah, of course, for real. The violence is crazy in Kansas City. Yeah, y'all really need to get it together with all that shit. You tell them what's going on, baby.
Shoot, man, I got a homegirl, man. Shoot, she just lost her cousin up. So we've had a couple shootings where, like, three dudes are getting killed, like, for the last couple of weeks. It's been, like, three people getting killed in, like, these shootings and stuff. We've had, like, 9, 10, 11 deaths now. Real talk. It's getting bad. We're up to about 88 kills now. Up here in Kansas.
That's not even a good look. Y'all get it together. Stop the violence. Y'all doing senseless shit for real. Don't do that shit. People need to, y'all got to be able to reevaluate y'all situation, reevaluate y'all life, and got to make sure that y'all really want to be about that. Don't be about that bullshit. Don't be no follower. Y'all need to start leading, of course. And shout out to Yo Vega, of course, always and definitely in the building all the time. Be sure to check them out. You got, give them your Facebook and your Twitter and stuff like that before you get up out of here.
All right. All right, you can reach me at @anthem_YoVegaInc. You can also reach Miss Santina at missantina@twitter.com. You can also get a hold of Chris Holmes, C-H-R-I-Z-Z Holmes, at Twitter.com. For more information on what's going down, we actually got an event coming up on the 27th with us and Rico Ricardo from What You Say Records. We're doing a big Halloween event. It's going to be up at Club Eclipse in Kansas City. Drew, hit us up for more details.
You heard it, baby. You got to hit me up. I got all the details. Of course, you already know it is. It's October 27th as well. It's in Kansas City. So you out there in the town, y'all be sure to go to that and go represent. You already know what it is. Thank you for calling in, baby. Send me some music, too.
I'm most definitely, Miss Fifi. I'm actually working on something for the studio next weekend, so I'll definitely make sure to hit you up with some of that.
All right, baby. I'll let you
later. Yes, ma'am. I'll let you later, then.
Kansas City representing all day, always. You already know this. I got to hold it down for my town. I love Kansas City, but a lot of you niggas need to get it right, get it tight. Of course, you already know, Team Man, your bigger ink is always on point. So be sure to holler at us, yo. We got to get us out of here. We are so finished. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you guys for tuning in with us. And we are so up out of here. You out of here, Jim?
Yep, we out.
We love y'all. We out of y'all. Holla.
Holla.
Some more of the music. Fuck you, hater.
See, I'm the man. I done made it. Paid my dues. Now I'm the greatest.
On this mic, I'm a rapper without a cause. Told my mama sorry for these James Dean flaws. Life is but a dream. I was born into it, so you gotta blame the genes. Everybody gotta fight. You surprised I'm a fiend? Music, money, and weed. Pussy come later. Last name Green, so of course she caught the vapors, but I'm saving that for later. Back to the script. Found the coke on the bathtub. Pop tooth assist. Liquor stash in the cabinet. Bad for an addict. 8 miles and running, I'm on my B-Rabbit shit. Minus the Oxycontin, as long as the weed lit, no other drug is an option. My Duke's panicking, please don't worry, mommy. A mischievous rug rat, but the smart one, Tommy. Eventually I fall back, but the crime to keep the killer emotion safely inside.
I'm the man, I done made it, paid my dues, now I'm the greatest, see my hand.
Must be the center of attention in the middle of the stage.
Yes, sir.
Spitting my verses in the middle of the phrase. Killing every beat, steady pouring champagne. Shorties looking like they want to do the damn thing. Not a problem. You know we in here to get it popping.
Yes,
ice all on the neck of me.
What?
Niggas to the left of me. Niggas standing out like we walking with parentheses. Pockets full of commas. Throwing out dollars.
Money.
We here, all you gotta do is follow. But then they start docking us, hoes already blocking us. So high in the sky, couldn't see me with binoculars. That's the limit, cause I told them no stopping us. Huh, we here, we hard, we know. We doing it better than you ever heard before. Huh, it's money mixed, man, I had to let them know. Huh, and don't forget the dollar sign when you niggas holler
mine. I done made it, pay my dues, now I'm the greatest. Done made it, paid my dues.